Psalm 119, verses 145 through 160. Cough and rush. Cough. I cried with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes." I cried unto thee, "Save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies." I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Rush. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Oh, the way of a truly repentant heart unto God, the living God. Truly, this is one of the most beautiful things in the eyes of the Lord. Those who cry out to Him with all their heart, longing for deliverance and newness of life, longing to live a life of obedience to the Lord and His law, longing to keep His statutes and His testimonies, to keep His commandments, yea, all His commandments, for they are truth. This is when a person truly finds the Lord. For the Lord Himself declared, "And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Those who cry out to the Lord with all their heart like David, and weep and mourn like James called the fake carnal Christians to. Those who allow their hearts to be purified through the afflictions of weeping and suffering, so that they are no longer double-minded. They shall, as Jesus said, truly be blessed, for they shall be comforted by God Himself. For He shall deliver and save those who hope in His word. He shall quicken those who meditate in His word. He shall hear the voices of those who cry out with all their heart, and He shall draw near as we draw near to Him. For He shall consider our afflictions, and He shall rise to judgment to plead our cause. For His judgments shall quicken and save all those who love the Lord and His tender mercies. But His salvation is far from the wicked, for they are far from His law, and they seek not His statutes. So fear not, beloved, no matter what afflictions come upon us, no matter how many transgressors fill the earth, no matter how many persecutors and enemies rise up against us, if we cry out to the Lord with our whole heart, He shall hear us. If we meditate in His word day and night and seek to do His will, He will draw near and He will save us. He will save us out of all our afflictions and persecutions. For He has promised to draw nigh to those of a broken heart. and he has promised to save those of a contrite spirit. And we know that his word is true from the beginning, and every one of his righteous judgments endures forever. For his testimonies have been founded of old, even forever. Consider mine affliction, and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Psalm 119, verses 145 through 160. Cough and rush.